friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
The Hebrew word for vine dresser is kerem, which is derived from the verb to cultivate. This word refers to someone who tends to or cultivates vineyards, and by extension is used metaphorically in the Bible to describe God's role as the one who cares for his people. John 15:1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. The term husbandman here means the vine dresser. We'll talk about God as the vine dresser today on The Spirit Calls.
Lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs.
Kerem, the vine dresser Jesus, who cares for us and prunes each one of us. For he helps us and guides us every day and leads us to his truth and way. For without Jesus, I would never become all he has in store for me. Only through Jesus, I can be all he has created me to be. Without Jesus, I can do nothing lasting for his kingdom. Only through Jesus, I can do all things that would last for him. Without Jesus, I have no hope or purpose or directions. Only through Jesus, I have purpose and am bound for heaven. Without Jesus, I would have continual needs and hard situations. Only through Jesus, I have help and provision and protection. Without Jesus, I would eventually give in and give up and not try. Only through Jesus, I can overcome the temptations and trials. Without Jesus, I would always be weak and eventually fall. Only through Jesus I have strength to get through it all. Without Jesus, I would have continual worry and misery. Only through Jesus I have real true joy and peace. Without Jesus, I would be in chains and tormented daily. Only through Jesus I'm free to live the life He has for me. Without Jesus, I wouldn't be able to move or even be living. Only through Jesus I live and move and have my being. Without Jesus, I ask myself, where would I ever be? Only through Jesus I am truly content and happy. Karem, the vine dresser Jesus, who cares for us and prunes each one of us. For He helps and guides us every day and leads us to His truth in way.
Yeah. John 15, 1 and 2 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, or the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. My son, my daughter, do you think that the Christian life is just, you say I do, and that's the end? Oh no, that's just the amazing beginning of the journey that I have for you. As the husbandman or vine dresser, I am continually caring for you, nurturing you, leading and guiding you into all truth and understanding. I am also pruning you as a good vine dresser does, so that you can produce more and more fruit, that fruit basket that Lori talks about, for the benefit of a world in need. Imagine that you were an apple tree and the farmer was coming out in the summer to trim your branches in preparation for harvest. Well, that process might not feel so good. It might hurt. However, come fall, an abundance of apples comes onto your branches. Well, you as a Christian are being grown, pruned, and transformed so that you can produce fruit for the people around you to enjoy. As you submit to my pruning process, you will lead more and more people to the great salvation that you know and enjoy. If you resist, you'll be stuck in a rut and not be able to be used for my glory. Meditate on me, your vine dresser. When the pruning shears come along, it may hurt, it may be uncomfortable, it might be hard, but submit to my process, and you will be richly blessed. God, you're a vine dresser.
There's a flower inside you just waiting there to bloom. Where you planted, take a look at yourself. No, you don't need to steal your dream from somebody else. Now you should know. You must bloom where you planted if you're wanting to grow. When you can be more than your heart ever dreamed could be true, and the world you're so sure is just passing you by could be anxiously waiting for you. You must bloom where you planted if you're wanting to grow. Oh, the grass may seem greener somewhere else, you should know it's just a mirage. There's a flower inside you just waiting there to bloom. Where you planted, take a look at yourself. No, you don't need to steal your dream from somebody else. Now you should know. You must bloom where you planted if you want to grow. There's a flower inside you just waiting there to bloom. Where you planted, take a look at yourself. No, you don't need to steal your dream from somebody else. Now you should know. You must bloom where you planted if you want to grow. Where you're a flower inside you just waiting there to bloom. Where you're planted, take a look at yourself. No, you don't need to steal your dream from somebody else. Now you should know. You must bloom where you're planted if you're wanting to grow.
Hi, this is Mike Biazin of The Spirit Calls. Are you in need of a healing or a miracle from God? I have written a 31-day devotional that takes you through many of the healings and miracles of the Bible. Together, we'll go back in time and witness these events firsthand through the lens of God's Word. What did these people have in common who were healed? What lessons can you and I take away from these encounters? I encourage you to go online today and get your copy of Pressing In, 31 Days to Your Healing or Miracles. Get your copy today when you visit our website, thespiritcalls.org. That's thespiritcalls.org. Hi friends, you're listening to The Spirit Calls. This is Mike Gazin. You're seated around the table with me, Lori, and Charlene. And today we are talking about our God who is the vine dresser. And our first question is, what does it mean to you when Jesus says in John 15:1, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman?
Without him, we can do nothing. You know what I mean? That's the way I feel about it. In him, we move and have our being. We can't be nothing without Jesus. We can't do nothing without Jesus that would be lasting for him. Amen?
Amen.
To me, it means that it is through the vine, Jesus, that we grow because of his sacrifice that he made on the cross for us. And then our Father, God, who is also really Jesus because they're one, the husbandman, is pruning us and making us bear even more fruit. So that's how I see this verse in John 15:1.
Amen. I just love this whole picture of him being the vine and us being the branches. You know, we have to really make the impact that we need to make in this world. We have to really be abiding in the vine. We have to be submitted to his process, and he empowers us, just like the vine sends the nutrients to the grapes that they need to flourish and thrive. You know, we get our nutrients from the vine, which is Jesus. And Jesus goes on to say in John 15:2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. How has God done this in your life?
Oh, in many ways. As I get a closer walk with Jesus, I have found that there were many branches in my life. It really didn't bear much fruit. Maybe some entertainment I watched, or certain other areas of my life that I didn't take him into account for, my finances, my even little things like my health. I didn't take him into every area of my life. So those branches, he had to take away. Those branches that I put before him, any idol, anything in my life that took away from him had to be taken away. And then those branches that did bear fruit, and here we go back to the fruit basket, you know, the fruits of the Spirit, compassion, kindness, love, patience, self-control. He still purges those, but when he does that, it brings forth more. And in any of those areas, if you think about it in your life, love or patience or self-control, we could always use more of.
Amen.
Any of those fruits of the Spirit, even if we have a little, we need more of all of those things in our lives. By purging them, he helps me to try to get even more of that until my cup overfloweth.
Amen.
It's like when they prune a garden, right? It's like that. And, you know, I thank God he prunes me because, you know, to produce good fruit in me, because I want to do my best for Jesus. I want to bring people to the Lord. And if we walk around hating or in unforgiveness, who are we going to bring to the Lord?
Amen.
Kindness is one of the fruits, and love is one of the fruits out of the nine fruits, and we need kindness and love. What does it say in the Holy Word? God's loving kindness drew them. So that's what we need.
Amen. And you reminded me of there's a guy in our church. He and his wife have something called the Kindness Corner. I actually interviewed his wife on the program here a couple of years ago. And they give away flowers, and sometimes they have big things that they sell and so forth. And people come and they can take the flowers, and sometimes they'll bring back the vases. And a lot of times it brings opportunity to talk about the Lord. And, you know, it is true that that fruit of kindness is so much what we need. And Lori, I love it when you talk about the fruit basket, because that is such an important part of our life. We have to have that fruit emanating from our life.
2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen. That's a verse that Lori and I were reading this morning, 2 Chronicles, and I'd heard it many times over the years. It's one that is brought up at the National Day of Prayer, and it's one that really applies to our nation. And notice that he doesn't say if the Congress shall turn from their wicked ways. It doesn't say if the Senate or if the President will turn from their wicked ways. It says if my people. And so that's a good verse for all of us to think about as we think about our nation and where we are spiritually.
Yes, I really focused on the pray and also heal our land. I think that's something we all want, and now especially in any time, is a healing of our land in many different ways, spiritually and emotionally and even physically. I mean, the earth needs we need a good earth, one we really take care of well as stewards of the earth. And I love the part that says that God will shine down upon us, and, you know, with heaven, if we just do that one thing and turn from it and seek his face.
I mean, we're supposed to check our hearts daily, yes, you know, which we strive to, but that verse makes you check your heart, you know? And it's like, makes you wonder, you know, like, what am I doing to cause this, right? 35 years ago, I checked my heart because I was sick all the time. So we gotta check our hearts every day. And once I forgave this person, it took me a year to forgive him, but it was only God through me that I forgave him. But I mean, after that, all the sickness went away.
Amen.
So there's many reasons.
Yes. So it's your turn, listening friends. Let us know what your thoughts are about that verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And the first three that write in will receive a CD of some of the music we play here on the Spirit Calls, and we will share your answers on an upcoming program.
Thanks, friends, for listening to the Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super-duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond our measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. Sons.
Jesus Christ.